Institution for Sun, S-U-N, Young, is a Y-U-N. January 2442, address as a letter to Dr. Maltsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N. 953-5153. Dear Dr. Maltsatson, a teleconference for Mrs. Young. The daughter, Ellen, H-E-L-E-N, did all the translation as Mrs. Young does not speak English. Since the last visit in April, because of chronic kidney disease, mother has not been in the hospital. She was tested, however, positive for coronavirus. She developed side effects from a booster for coronavirus. She was not tested for corona. Her symptoms of hurting all over, pain, fever, were attributed to the booster, received hydration in the emergency room, and release. All the symptoms has returned to normal, presently eating okay, no problems with vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or urinary symptoms, denies incontinence, denies edema, no respiratory distress, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, nor hypopnea, PND. Next paragraph, I want to highlight that she takes no blood pressure medications, blood pressure at home 126/76, she speaks in her own language, very fluid, full sentences, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is from October, creatinine 1.2, baseline is 1.4 to 1.5, blood test needs to be updated. Previously, anemia 11, normal platelet count, low white blood cells, normal neutrophils, lymphocytes, normal electrolyte, acid base, glucose, calcium, albumin and liver testing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, I do not see progression. Nothing to suggest symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or chest pain, pericarditis, or volume overload. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. She has a history of hemochromatosis, prior phlebotomy, iron studies to be updated, hypothyroidism on replacement to be updated. There is anemia but no external bleeding. No symptoms to suggest treatment for anemia either. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. End of dictation.